Namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ngiphinde lona lelozwi engangilifundiso lotambama.
Today I'd like to repeat the text that we read yesterday, last night.
Kodwa.
But
sizoqala evesini leshumi nane.
We'll start with verse 14.
Babusisiwe noma siqala evesini leshumi nambili.
Well, let's start with verse 12.
Beka ngiyeza masinyane nomvuzo wami unami ukumnika ilo nalo njengokomsebenzi wakhe.
Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done.
Ngingu Alpha no Omega, owokuqala nowokugcina.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates.
Ngaphandle kukhona izinja nabathakathi nezifebe nababulali nabakhonza isithombe nabo bonke abathandana benza amanga.
Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood.
Mina Jesu ngithumile ingelosi yami ukufakaza kini lezi zinto emabandleni ngimpande nenzalo kaDavide inkanyezi yokusa ecwebezelayo.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star.
Umoya nomlobokazi bathi woza, nowozayo makeze, woza nowomileyo makeze, othandayo makathabathe amanzi okuphila ngesihle.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who desires take the water of life without price.
Ngiyafakaza mina kubo bonke abezwayo amazwi esiprofeto sale ncwadi. Uma ekhona owenezela kulokho uNkulunkulu uyakwenezela kuye izinhlupho ezilotshiwe kule ncwadi.
I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of the book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book.
Futhi uma ekhona osusa utho kuwo amazwi encwadi yalesi siprofeto, uNkulunkulu uyakususa isabelo sakhe emthini wokuphila nasemzini.
And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city. And which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Christu maube nani nonke. Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. There are other verses that I'd like to read too. But for the moment, this is enough. It says, he who says these things is the Amen. Amen is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some very easily, and during preaching, say amen, amen, and forgetting that the Bible says, don't take the name of the Lord Jesus in vain.
Amen.
The name of Jesus is amen. One explanation of that is, let it be so.
Kodwa ukuze kudlalwe ngegama lenkosi kuthi amen 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 igama lenkosi lelo kuthiwa ungaliphathi ngeze.
That we so easily use the word amen so often, the Bible says, don't take the name of the Lord in vain.
Ebesinikele shumi nembili nambili kuthiwa bheka ngiyeza masinyane. Nomvuzo wami unami ukumnika ilona lo njengokwemsebenzi yakhe.
Verse 12, we are told, behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay.
Jezebuya, uzobuya nomvuzo wakhe.
He will come with his rewards.
Konke wakwenzayo,
all you've done,
uzoza nakho.
He will come with recompense.
Uzothola umvuzo wemsebenzi yakho.
You will receive the outcome of your works.
Uma ebuya uJesu kuthiwa uzofika ahlulele nemicabango yabantu.
Jesus will judge even the thoughts of a person.
Uyojudge nemicabango yomuntu.
He will judge the inner thoughts of a person. Try and imagine what it will be like when Jesus comes and judges even the thoughts of men and their works. Then he continues.
Athi ngingu Alpha no Omega, owokuqala nowokuphela, isiqalo nesigcino.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last.
Kulezinsuku ezidlule nasenkonzweni yabasha, besikhuluma kabanzi ngo Alpha no Omega.
During this recent youth conference, I spoke and we spoke at length about the Alpha and Omega. Jesus says, he's coming with recompense, with his rewards. Just think of what it will be like when even the thoughts will find their reward.
Alpha no Omega.
By him, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And then it says, blessed are they who wash their garments so that they may have the right to the tree of life. What does it mean, blessed are they who wash their garments? It's not saying that you must wash your clothing. But the garment, of the heart, the inner garment. If those who wash their robes daily are the ones who are blessed, then you should be busy every day washing your garments.
Babusisiwe kaningi iBhayibheli lithi babusisiwe Nibusisiwe umabantu beqhambamanga ngani. Babusisiwe uma nigcinizwe lenkosi. Kodwa la kuthiwa babusisiwe abahlanza ingubo yabo.
The word blessed is often used in the Bible. Blessed are you if all men speak lies about you. Blessed are you if you obey the words. But here it says, blessed if you wash your garments. Blessed are they who wash their garments. To be white, completely white. It is of greatest importance that you're busy washing your robes. Washing them properly.
Tate insipo, no missing light, we fage ukezingu boyak.
Now in this age we have washing machines, but it used to be that they would take the garment and wash it thoroughly, maybe with sunlight soap or some other soap, and thoroughly
scrub.
And wash it. And even if the person washed it properly, it might still not be
completely white.
And if it's not completely clean, then a person would squeeze it out, wring it out. And if they don't do it properly, Jesus doesn't want. Jesus doesn't want a spotty garment, but one that is snow white. For here it is said, they have the right to the tree of life. Blessed are they who wash their robes. That they may have the right to the tree of life. Not everyone has the right to the tree of life, only those who are blessed because they have washed their robes properly. If you haven't washed your robes, then after, the next part applies where it says, outside are the dogs. And the sorcerers. And the sexually immoral. And murderers and idolaters. And everyone who loves and practices the lie.
So let's see some trouble I'm putting gubo yako uyai keza ini. Uy nagisi se na pezu kwa lengu boyanga panze yom zimba. Uy ingu boyanga parati. Kungabi uguti uy keze ngenzela yobunja.
Make very sure that you are washing your robes properly, not your outside clothing, but the inner garments. Otherwise, you are classified with the dogs and the sorcerers. To be a dog and sexually immoral and murderers and
idolaters. Kodwa ninganaki lezi ezingaphakathi uNkulunkulu ubona ingubo yangaphakathi athubusisiwe onengubo emhlophe oyigeza ingubo yakhe ibe mhlophe.
This refers to the inner robes. Blessed, the Lord says, is the one who is busy washing his garments snow white.
Kona banye bebethi baezulwini omunye waza waba nephupho ebona bathathu bekhuphuka intaba inkosi yenza yathi niyapi.
A certain person had a dream that he saw a person climbing the mountain, and the Lord came to those three people and said, where are you going?
Wababuka, wababukisisa, wathi ayikhona. Ani ezulwini.
They said, we on the way to heaven. The Lord said, no, you're not.
Athi bukani ingubo zenu.
Look at your garments, he said.
Bazibuka nabo, bazizwela ukuthi ngeke ngoba lezi ngubo zabo bezinamabala.
As they looked at their garments, they realized that they cannot enter in, for there were spots and dirty marks.
Babusitse wabayihlanza ingubo yabo ibe mhlophe kwa ingubo yangaphakathi ingubo yenhliziyo ihlale ibe mhlophe njalo.
Blessed are those who wash the inner garments, that means the heart.
Ithi likaNkulunkulu libuye likhuluma izinto ezinzima.
Then the Bible classifies those people who are not busy doing that as dogs.
For it says,
outside.
Aba washi ngubo zabo. Kodwa bayiwashisisi ukuze ibe mhlophe kwa.
Outside, it says, are the dogs, for they have not washed their garments thoroughly to be snow white.
Nabatagati nezifebe zikhona phandle.
And the sorcerers.
Ngoba abayiwashanga ingubo yabo yaba mhlophe kwa.
And immoral, for they are outside not having washed their garments properly.
Nababulali nabakhonza ithombe.
And the murderers.
Nabo bonke nabathanda nabenza amanga.
And idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood.
Ake ngimeke ngingakaqhubeki ingubo yakho wayigcina nini ukugeza.
Let me stop here for the moment. When did you last wash your garments?
Wagcina nini ukuyigeza ingubo yakho ukuze kuphele ubunja kuwe nokuthakathi namanga. Ngoba uSathane unguyise wamanga noyise wabaqamba manga. Amanga ungawathathi njengento encane.
When did you last wash your garments so that all that dog-like nature would go and be washed out, and the sexually immoral character and those who love lies? For the Lord says that those who lie, their father is the devil, who is the liar.
Athi ngiyafakaza mina kubo bonke abezwayo amazwi esiprofeti sale ncwadi, uma ekhona owenezela kulokho uNkulunkulu uyakwenezela kuye izinhlupho ezilotshiwe kule ncwadi.
And then it says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, that if he adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book.
Ngithanda ukuba sihlolisise izwi lenkosi.
I'd like us to examine the word of the Lord.
Izolo ngathinta incwadi yabaseGalatiya isahluko sesithupha.
Yesterday I touched on Galatians 5.
Kusukela verse 19.
From verse 19.
Kepha imsebenzi yenyama isobala.
For the works of the flesh are evident.
Kusho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi uyigeze emsebenzini yakho yenyama.
So you need to be washed from your works of the flesh. For there are the lusts of the flesh. Impurity, sensuality. Enmity. Strife.
Nomona.
Jealousy.
Noktukuthela.
Fits of anger.
Nokubanga.
Rivalries.
Nokwalana.
Dissensions.
Nokwahlukana.
Divisions.
Nomhawu.
Envy.
Nokudakwa.
Drunkenness.
Nokxokozela.
Orgies.
Nokunjalo.
And things like this.
Engandulela unikutshela lokho ngakho.
I warned you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Just think of it. This word is sharp. Just anger. Just lies. If you do these things, you will not see the kingdom of heaven.
Even
if you claim to be a child of God and saved, if you are busy doing these things, you will not see and be a partaker of the kingdom
of heaven.
Oh, your Christian faith that you claim to have will mean nothing when the Lord comes and finds that you're busy with rivalries,
fighting,
jealousy, fits of anger. If those things are
there,
the word of the Lord says you will not see heaven. We might dispute this and say, no, if you have given yourself to the Lord, you are saved. This does not apply. But the Bible says he who adds or subtracts from the word is guilty. There is much that the Bible says. I'd like to read more. And read what the word says, and then that we ask ourselves, are we perhaps adding or subtracting from the word?
John 15.
Verse 7.
Uma nihlala kimi namazwi ami ehlala kini.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Is this the life you experience?
Uma uhlala kuye naye ahlale kuwe uzocela okuthandayo ukwenzelwe.
If you abide in him and he in you, you can ask whatever and it will be done for you.
Uba bakhazimuliswe ngalokhu.
And the Father will be glorified.
Uba nitheli thele iningi.
That you bear much fruit and so prove to me, be my disciples.
Ake nginibuze ukuthi nini enikholwayo.
Let me ask you, Christians.
Iqiniso yini leli elishiwe iBhayibheli?
Is this
ukuthi uma nihlala kuye naye uhlala kini nizocela enithandayo nikwenzelwe?
Is the Bible true when it says that if you abide in him and he in you, then you can ask what you wish?
Wena empilweni yakho kunjalo na?
In your own life, is this the case?
Uma ucela into kuNkulunkulu,
that if you ask from God anything,
yena uhleli kuwe, wena uhleli kuye. Ucele noma ikuphi akwenzele.
Abiding in him,
Baba akhazimulise.
And he in you, that you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, so that the Father is glorified.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu kufanele ukuthi silithathe kahle.
We need to take
kungabikho esikufakayo, kungabikho esikususayo.
Carefully, without adding to it or subtracting from it.
Johannes 14 verse 12. Kutwa ngiqinisile ngiqinisile ngithi kini. Kusho yena uJesu. Ethi ngiqinisile uthaka waqamba manga uqinisile.
John 14 12. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you. In other words, it is absolute truth. He never lies.
Imsebenzi engiyenzayo mina naye uya kuyenza. Nemikhulu kunale uya kuyenza ngokuba mina ngiya kuBaba.
Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do and greater works than these because I'm going to the Father.
Ngiyanibuza ke nini enikholwayo, nini enithi ningabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Iqiniso leli empilweni yenu. Kunjengokuba lisho izwi, akukho kwenezela, akukho kususa. Lokho okwakwenziwa uJesu nani nyakwenza.
So I ask you believers, is this true of your life? That he says these words, and when he says truly, truly I say to you, this is the truth. Is it your experience?
Noma kuyinto nje eBhayibhelini. Akusiyo into ekuwe ngeqiniso.
Or is it just something hidden in the Bible and it's not true of you?
Sinecala yini ukuba kukhona esikususayo eBhayibhelini. Noma kukhona esikufakayo.
Or are we guilty of adding or subtracting from the Bible?
Imsebenzi kaJesu ayenzayo esehamba emhlabeni ngiyayikhumbula. Nina elifunda iBhayibheli ngiyakhumbula lokho kwenziwa uJesu. Uthi uqinisile, uqinisile nalokho lwawuye uzokwenza lokho.
Do you remember what Jesus did here on earth? And Jesus says, truly, truly I say to you, the works that I do, you will do the same and greater.
Kusho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi sibuke, sibukisise ukuthi ukholwa kwethu kuyikho ukholwa kwangempela na.
So we need to carefully examine whether our faith is this faith spoken of here.
Wena uthi ngabhatshatiswa mina, mina ngiyathandaza, ngiyacule ekhwayeni. Kodwa imsebenzi le ayenzayo yena nawe uyakwazi ukuyenza.
You might say, but I am baptized, I pray, I sing in the choir. But his works, is he performing them in you? through you?
IBhayibhele lisho okuningi.
The Bible says many things.
Uma singagcini maye kithina.
If we are not keeping his word, woe to us.
Maye kithina uma singagcini.
Woe to us if
we
are not adhering to the words of the Lord Jesus, just as he said. There's so much that we find in the Bible. The Lord said, thus far you have not asked anything of the Father. Ask and it will be given to you. Is that the case in your life? Whether you are old or young, is this the true experience in your life that Jesus says, truly, truly, it is true? You must ask yourself.
Ngikhumbula phambi kwe-revival ngayibuza ngathi Nkulunkulu kodwa lento engifundayo iyenzeka yini empilweni yami noma cha.
I remember before the revival pleading with the Lord and saying, Lord, this which you have said and promised, is it happening? This book was just marvelous to me.
Ukuthi uma sihlala kuye naye uhlala kithina sizoqele sikuthandayo sikwenzelwe.
Verses like these were simply marvelous to me, that we can, if we abide in him and he in us, ask what we wish and it will be done for us.
Akusiwona amanga lawa.
These are not lies.
Amazwi kaJesu.
These are the very words of Jesus.
Athi loko engikushoyo kini kuyofezeka nakini uma nigcina.
Where he says that which I do will be done by you if you abide.
Kodwa uma ningagcini maye kinina.
But if you do not, kodwa
ubusisiwe lo oyihlanzayo ingubo yakhe ukuze.
But if you do not keep, woe to you. But blessed is the one who washes his robe so that all these works would come about in him. I want us to
examine.
Examine yourself thoroughly to see whether this is true and comes about in your life, or must the Lord Jesus say of you, a dog, sorcerer?
I think yes.
He says he comes.
Yes, I'm 70.
I come with my outcomes, with my rewards.
You so pure law, not law. Ngokwe misebenzi yakhe.
And I will give recompense to each one according to his works.
Akusho ukuthi umdala kangakanani, noma umusha kangakanani, noma umpofu kangakanani, noma ucebe kangakanani. Maye kuwe, uma lento eshiwo inkosi ingafezeki empilweni yakho.
Whether you are old or young, rich or poor, woe to you if these words of his are not fulfilled in your life.
Uma utukholwa uJesu.
If you say you believe in Jesus,
utuqinisile, uqinisile. Lokho akwenzayo nawe uzokwenza.
He says, truly, truly, I say to you, that which I do, you will do.
Le msebenzi eyayenziwa uJesu.
Which he did, are they being done in your life?
Lokho akushoyo ukuthi uma ngihlala kimi nami ngihlala kini engicelayo uzokwenza.
Where he says, if you abide in him and he abides in you, the works which he does will be done in you.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu libukhali.
The word of the Lord is sharp.
Lizofaka abaningi ezulwini, abaningi bangena esigogweni.
It will bring many to heaven and condemn many to hell.
Hlolisisa impilo yakho.
Therefore, test yourself.
Ukuthi kunjengokuba lisho izwi leNkosi na.
Whether with you, it is as the word of the Lord says.
Kodwa ukalaphi?
But where does it start?
Lapho kuthiwa babusisiwa bahlanza izingubo zabo.
Here at this point, blessed are they who wash their garments.
Bathola ilungelo labo emthini wokuphila.
Have the right to the tree of life.
Bangena emzini ngamasango.
And enter the city by the gates.
Lokho kushiwa yena oshoyo ukuthi ngingu amen.
The one who says this is the one who is the amen.
Sizokuma kanjani phambakhe uNkulunkulu?
How will we stand?
Sizokuma kanjani phambakhe uJesu?
Before God, before the Lord Jesus.
Uma impilo yethu ingahambisani nalokho kushiwo iBhayibheli.
If our lives are not in accordance with the Bible.
Ngithasiyeke ukudlala ngokukholwa.
Let's stop playing with Christianity.
Asiyeke ukusho ukuthi singamakholwa kodwa imisebenzi yethu iyaphika.
Let's stop claiming to be Christians but our works deny that which we claim.
Ake sihlolisise ukuthi kodwa empilweni yami kunjengokuba lisho iBhayibheli na.
Test and ask yourself, is this true in my life?
Uma impilo yethu ingaba njengempilo esesizwile ivangeli lingahamba kanjani emhlabeni?
If our lives would be in accordance with the words as we've heard, wouldn't the gospel run?
Ukholwa akusikho nje ukungena esontweni ucule uthandaze usho ubaba wethu osezulwini.
Christianity does not consist of going to church and praying and knowing the Our Father.
Fanele ukuthi le msebenzi yakhe abeyenze siyenze nathi.
But his works must be performed in you.
Le mthandazo yakhe abeyithandaza.
His prayer which he prayed must be fulfilled in us.
Fanele ukuthi sihlolisiseke kunjalo.
Therefore,
siphume la enkonzweni. Sithi yebo noma cha.
We must examine ourselves so that we can leave the service and say yes or no.
Iqiniso yini lento eshiwo Omega no Alpha?
Is it true? He of this which he says, the Alpha and the Omega in your life.
Nina mantombazana nani bafana.
Girls and boys.
Iyafezeka yini lento empilweni yenu na.
Is this being accomplished in your life?
Imsebenzi yakho ihambisana nalento.
Are your deeds in accordance with this?
Uma uJesu esebuya, ebuya nemsebenzi yakho. Uzobuya nayo lemsebenzi.
When Jesus comes back with your works, to recompense your works, what will it be like?
I asiyeke. Sengikhuluma okuningi.
I've spoken much.
Kodwa ngithi maye kuwe umuntu endlebe yokuzwa kodwa awuzwa.
But I do say, woe to you if you are listening, but you do not have an ear to hear.
Maye kuwe.
Woe to you.
Uma lokho kushiwo iBhayibheli kungafani nalokho okwenzekayo empilweni yakho.
If what the Bible proclaims is true is not happening in your life.
Impilo yakho uma ungayithatha uyifake esikaleni sikaNkulunkulu kuzotholakala ukuthi impela kunjalo iqiniso.
If you take your life and weigh it on the scales of God, what
is it like? Incwadi kaMatthew, Marko, Luka, Johanna. Ubuke ukuthi uJesu benzani bese uzibuze ukuthi wena uyakwenza lokho.
Take the Gospels, what Jesus did there, and ask, is this happening in your life too?
Imthandazo yakhe abeyithandaza eyakho iyafana nale.
The prayers he prayed, are your prayers like his?
Ungasho ukuthi angisiyo umfundisi mina. Nandaba nomfundisi akakhulumi ngomfundisi la. Uthi ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile okholwa yimi. Kukhulunywa ngokholwa la.
Don't excuse yourself and say, I'm not a preacher. A preacher has nothing to do with this. This refers to believers. He who believes in me.
Ngisho nina zingane zesikole. Iyafezeka yini lento. Ikusasa lenu liyoba nhloboni uma lingahambisani nalento.
Even if you're a school child, this must be accomplished in your life too.
Ngeke ngisaqhuqhubeka ngifunde lokho esengifundile. Ungakufunda wena uma usuphumile enkonzweni. Lithatha iBhayibheli lakho ufunde uthi kodwa Nkosi empilweni yami kunjena na.
I'm not going to read more. You can go and read more in your own time and ask yourself prayerfully, Lord, is this true of my life?
Ngiyafaka noma ngiyakhipha.
Am I adding to his word or taking from it?
Ngiyayihlanza yini impilo yami usuku nosuku?
Am I washing my robes daily?
Sihlolisise.
Examine yourself.
Ngihlala efektri lamanzi. Ngihlangana namadoda. Ngithi nagcina nini ukuzigeza? Nagcina nini ukubhava na?
Here in the water factory, I asked some men, when did you last wash and bathe?
Tholakala ukuthi abanye sekuyinyanga. Sekuyizinyanga. Begcinile. Kufaneleke ukuthi lowo muntu agcine ebufebeni. Kufanele ukuthi lowo muntu abe umuntu ongcolile.
Spiritually speaking, some of them hadn't been cleansed for months. No wonder that they fall into adultery and immorality.
Kodwa kuyisikhathi manje sokuthi sivuke, sime ngenyawo, siphaphame, sithi Nkosi akube kimi njengokusho kwezwi lakho.
But now is the time to stand up on your feet and ask, Lord, is my life in accordance with your word?
Uyothandaza nini uthi Nkosi akube kimi njengokusho kwezwi lakho?
When will you pray and say, Lord, let it be to me as your word says? Doesn't the word say, he who believes in me? As the scriptures say, rivers of living water will come forth from your innermost being, that the desert is turned into a garden. You might say, it's terribly dry where I come from. Well, aren't you there with rivers of living water? Where are the rivers of living water coming forth from you?
I am yege, pendula wena.
I leave that. You answer.
Usho ukuthi kunjalo, noma kunjalo ngishiyela kuwe.
You answer whether it is so or not. I leave it to you.
Asithoba makhande.
Shall we bow our heads?
Nkosi Jesu sebenza ngezwi lakho eliphilayo nangomoya ongcwele lona lo ayihlolisise manje ukuthi empilweni yakhe kumi kanjani.
Lord, wouldn't you work through your living word, by your Holy Spirit, that everyone would test and examine themselves.
We are Pharisa nje, ukamba manga, noma kuliqiniso.
Whether they are being Pharisaical, whether they are lying, or whether it's the truth.
Kunjengo kusho kwakho Nkosi, noma
we are in accordance with your word, Lord Jesus, or whether we are subtracting from your word.
Oh
Lord,
ask
that everyone would experience you working in their lives, that everyone would know how they stand before you. Whether the works that you speak of are truly in the person's life. Whether, Lord, we are abiding in you and you in us and experiencing to our asking whatever we wish and your answering. Whether we are true believers doing the works that you did, that we have them too.
Siyazi ukuthi sazokuma phambi kwakho Nkosi livele iqiniso njengokuba linjalo.
We know that we'll stand before you, Lord, and the truth will come to light just as it is.
Kuzoba njengokuba usho ukuthi uzofika nemsebenzi yethu kuzovela ke ukuthi iyahambisana neBhayibheli.
And Lord, how it says that you will come with recompense for our works, you judging whether our works are in accordance with your word.
Amen.
Amen.